Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Hello, everyone. Welcome in live nationwide and around the world to Ron Sedgy today on this Easter weekend. We have a big show for you this week. My first guest from Penn & Teller, Ben Jillette, will be here. The CEO, Smart Dog Media, producers of The Masked Singer, Craig Plestis, will be joining us. Rima Adjaman and Jocko Sims from New Amsterdam. Wine expert Theo Rutherford will be here on the show. Well, baseball season is now here. We invited Dale Barra to join us, talk about his daddy, Yogi Berra, actor from Clarice, and a real fine one he is too. Michael Kudlitz will be here. The show is on CBS. We're going to talk about the show Pooch Perfect on ABC with Jorge Bendersky, and then Easter dinner ideas with Parker Wallace. And that's all coming up today with Ron Sedgy. We'll be right back with Ben Jillette.
If you're a small business owner and you need to transform your business into the new virtual economy, hire the experts at GetCallers. For as little as $5 per hour, you can add as many virtual staff members you want to your company. They can make cold calls to generate leads, handle inbound calls, set appointments, customer support, live chat, and more. The best part is you have no expenses of computers or telecom minutes. No employee headaches. No contracts. No W-2s. Just a turnkey process for you at a fixed price that you can add as many virtual members to your team as you want. In today's economy, hire the professionals that know the virtual workspace. Call right now and learn how to add a virtual member to your team for just $5 an hour. Call GetCallers now.
800-765-2593. 800-765-2593. 800-765-2593. That's 800-765-2593.
Does your current bathroom need to be updated immediately? Introducing One Day Bath and Shower Remodeling, the complete and hassle-free way to get the new bathroom of your dreams in as little as one day. And for as little as $199 a month. Yes, the experts at One Day Bath and Shower Remodeling will come to you anywhere in the country and show you all the customized options. Now you can have a brand new bathroom in as little as one day. Large or small bathrooms, if you want a new bathtub or shower installed, we can do it in as little as one day. And if you call right now, you can save $750 off your remodel. We make it easy by offering you financing as low as $199 per month. Call now to schedule your free in-home consultation.
800-896-8242. 800-896-8242. That's 800-896-8242.
Our next guest has been with us in the past. I really enjoy his work, and he's a great guest, and he did a great job the last time we chatted with him. Quite a guy. He makes a mark when he walks into the room. His new book is out right now. It's in my chubby little hands in hardcover. Joining us right now is Ben Jillette. Hey, Ben, how you doing, my friend?
Never better, boss. How you been?
Well, it's good to have you back here, and I meant what I said. I got the book, and I was going to just, like, you know, read a few pages. Well, I want to tell you something. I went through the whole book in one evening and then started rereading some parts again. You did a heck of a job with this.
Well, thank you. I'm so glad you liked it. Thanks a lot.
You get pretty emotional in this book. I mean, there are some chapters in there where you see a side of Ben Jillette that, frankly, I've never seen before, and I don't think the general public has.
Well, you know, I wanted to try to be as honest as I could in this book and cover stuff that that really matters to me. And it was difficult, and I'm glad that that people are understanding. You know, I try to make it funny in a lot of places and make some intellectual points, but I also try here and there to tell the truth. I mean, I talk a lot about my children and about my parents and about family, and it's very, very important to me.
And you bring up some really valid points. It's almost like a lesson in philosophy, if you will, because we look at holidays as being grandeur, and really, you basically say every day is a gifted holiday. Why should we celebrate them on specific dates?
Well, you know, holiday means holy day, and holy means exalted. And I think that every day should be exalted. I mean, life and love and family and friends and art and on and on and on are just so glorious and so wondrous that I sometimes worry that people who are so afraid of death are while they fear death are missing life. I mean, the world is going by us at a zillion miles an hour, and to try to take in just some of the joy is almost impossible. And that's really my point, is that I can't think of anything more exalted and more beautiful than every day of life.
I really urge everybody to read this book, because he has a valid point here, and one that you really brought to light when I was reading it. And that's the point where, you know, some people say, boy, I can't wait till this week is done. I can't wait till spring. I can't wait till school is out. I can't wait for something that's ahead of time, while today they're having a miserable time. This is a lousy day, and a lousy day, but I can't wait till next Tuesday, you know. And that's basically what you're saying.
Yes, very, very much so. And I also, you know, one of the things that helped me be so honest in this book is people's reaction to my talking honestly and frankly and the way I feel about that. When I discovered, writing my last book and also doing shows like Penn and Teller's on Showtime, is I found that American religious people, I can't speak to the world, but American religious people really do believe in the marketplace of ideas. They really do believe in kindness. Almost all the letters that I got, almost all the information that I got from people disagreeing with me, started out with, I appreciate your passion. I appreciate you talking about this. I appreciate you thinking about this. And here's where I disagree. It's really amazing, I guess, at 57 years old to understand that we Americans really do believe in the marketplace of ideas, and really do believe in different ideas coming out and playing around with those and talking about them publicly. And we really do have a sense of individualism that is really respected. And that gave me the support to be able to write even more honestly in this book.
And, you know, my father used to tell me, he said, you know, Dad, why don't you go to church every Sunday? And he'd say, well, he says, you know, I and this wasn't an excuse. This man really believed this, all right? He said, first of all, I see all these people in church, but I see in the workplace all week long, and I know what they're like, and they shouldn't be sitting in that pew. Secondly, he says, if you go to the parking lot and you try and get out of the parking lot, nobody lets you out of the line. These are the same people that were just in there, you know? So, I mean, there is a certain degree of truth to that. I really believe that. You talk about coming from a very blue-collar family. Your dad was a jail guard. And you were watching television one night, and you saw The Who. Great group, okay? And they had a tendency of busting up their instruments. And here you are trying to save every nickel and dime. You're practicing the drums on a pad on the kitchen table with a couple of old beat-up drumsticks. And they're breaking up drums on set. And you're thinking to yourself, how could they do that? How could they throw away fame and fortune when I'm working so hard just to get a used drum set?
Yes, and my parents, you know, my parents were older. My parents were 45 when I was born. So when I was watching The Who, they were, you know, they were 60, you know, and they didn't get it at all. And we all sat there kind of going, this is an awful situation. And then it just hit me, you know, as they say in Apocalypse Now, like a diamond bullet in the forehead. And I kind of understood that maybe the money was not as important as the emotion and the art and the power. When I did Celebrity Apprentice, I brought on the Blue Man Group. And they filled, you know, we were doing a money-raising task for charity, and they filled this balloon with $15,000 in cash and then blew it up with a leaf blower and just blew it up over a park in New York. And we had to run out and, you know, and gather the money together. And in the boardroom with Donald Trump, he was trying to understand how my friends could take money so lightly and want to use it as a spectacle. And as I say in the book, trying to explain to Donald Trump that art is more important than money is like trying to explain to Donald Trump that art is more important than money. it was looking at him like, you know, like a puppy watching television. He just, you know, and I love that. You know, I love that maybe there was some kid with his parents watching TV and, you know, and struggling and seeing the Blue Man Group blow up that money just for the glory of it would have some sort of understanding of what art can be.
Wow. You know, I mentioned in the introduction, when you walk into a room, you have a presence that absolutely is unequaled. A magician, an actor, and very good author who penned several books, including some with his partner, Teller. But you had me choked up, Ben. I got to tell you, I got to be honest with you. When you started to talk about the days that your parents missed your family, it was more important to go on the Letterman show because you got married late in life, and you know, you cry because it's a combination of crying sometimes for sadness, crying sometimes for happiness, but you really felt bad, and I related to that because my father never saw my wife and never saw my children. My mother thankfully did. But I related to that, but it puts you in a scenario that I don't think people ever saw you in before.
Well, you know, it's really a powerful thing. And you said, you know, not really knowing what crying means. When I was younger, you know, I knew why I was crying all the time. But as I've gotten older and I cry more, and I always think of that, which I end the book with, a Bob Dylan quote, it frightens me, the awful truth of how sweet life can be. When I think about my mom and dad, not getting a chance to meet my wife and my children, and it makes me cry, one of the beautiful things about life is I no longer know whether I'm crying with joy or with sadness. I cannot tell the difference. There's certainly the joy of all the love I had for my parents and all the love I have for my children. That is pure joy, and there is the sadness that won't go on forever, and that they didn't get a chance to meet. And those two things together, the joy and the sadness, bring this huge emotion that is, to me, kind of the joy of life.
Yeah, well, I tell you, so well put, too. Of course, Penn Jillette is at Las Vegas. I love your house out there. You got a beautiful home. You know, that's a really fancy deal there.
Yeah, it's, you know, it's it looks from the outside like a prison and from the inside like paradise.
Great.
My children seem to like it.
Well, your children are of the age, Penn, to enjoy Universal Studios. Can I extend an invitation for you and your wife and your two children to come down and visit us one day down here? We'd love to have you.
We just love it. You know, we had, Penn and Teller had for the Halloween celebration at Universal, we had a house there. We had Penn and Teller nuked Las Vegas. We were down there working on that. And I even know what your studio looks like.
Oh.
I've been by there. So I'm a big fan of Universal, and we loved working with them. You know, it was one of our best experiences working with anyone was working with Universal. They just know how to put together a great, great show down there and a great, great, you know, houses and attractions. It's fabulous.
So I concur with you 100%. But do me a favor. Next time you do that, let me know, okay?
I certainly will. Okay. We're going to do that.
Hey, Ben.
Thanks so much.
Congratulations. It's brand new. It's in hardcover right now. It's the work of our friend Penn Jillette. And, Penn, keep up the great work. I'll tell you something. You and your family and your two children and all of your success in the entertainment business has been worth all the work that you've put into it, and I know that's massive.
Thank you so much. It's always a joy, Ron. Thank you. I love coming on. I always look forward to it.
And, of course, they have a new show, Penn and Teller, that's on the CW called Fool Us. I love that show because it really goes to show how fantastic these two guys are. Magicians come on, and if they actually fool Penn and Teller, then they are the big winner. But, boy, it is tough to fool those two. Fool Us on the CW, Penn and Teller. But stick around, because we're just getting started. There's more to come live nationwide and around the world with Ron Sedgie today.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us.
That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
It's pretty amazing when you consider that 7 years ago, we didn't have the treatments we have now. We cure 80% of children with cancer. Go back 50 years, we were curing 20 to 30%. This is the miracle story of modern medicine. We understand what makes this cancer tick. And of course, without donors from around the world, this just couldn't happen. And there's one thing we're focused on, and that's beating this thing.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Time is the one thing that we want more of. Without the donors, I wouldn't have my Audrey. They take care of our housing. They take care of our food. In addition to the best medical treatment that my daughter could ever have. So it allows me to focus on my daughter and getting her better.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
We are back live all across the USA and around the world. You are listening to Ron Sedgie today. It is not uncommon for me to be asked several times if I have a special guest that I like on the show, you know, a singer, an actor, a sports figure, whatever the case may be. And I always tell them it's not necessarily what you see on the marquee. It's the name that is a name of a mover and a shaker. And our next guest is just that. He's quite a guy. He is the president and CEO of Smart Dog Media. We're going to be talking about the new season of The Masked Singer, Wednesdays at 8 o'clock Eastern, 7 Central Time on Fox, and go on to talk about so many of his productions. Joining us right now is Craig Plestis. Hi, Craig. How are you? Welcome to the show.
Thank you, Ron, and thank you for having me on your show.
Well, I got to tell you something. I meant what I said. I always like the movers and the shakers in this business and the ones that really create. And you, former head of reality at NBC, let's just go down the short list of what he's done, all right?
My gosh.
Here we go.
Make it the short one, not the long one.
Okay. I don't want to make it sound like an obituary here, Craig, okay?
So
America's Got Talent, Deal or No Deal, Biggest Loser, The Apprentice, Singing Bee, One Versus 100, Last Comic Standing, Nashville, Fear Factor, and, of course, the huge success of the show The Masked Singer, and I Can See Your Voice. I love the name of that show. It's great. Craig, what is it like to actually conceive these ideas? Because television is like a tide. It changes like every 30 seconds.
Oh, listen, I would be saying, if I said it was easy, I'd be lying, you know?
Sure.
You know, by the way, as long as the list of those shows that are there, I have another list that's even longer of ones that don't work. but, you know, it's great when you come up with a show that touches America. Like, Masked Singer is special, unlike all the other shows that you just mentioned right there. Because just by playing this game and putting these celebrities in these gigantic costumes, there's nothing like it. No one's ever done anything like it before, and probably no one will ever do it again. It's truly one of a kind.
And when you have the celebrities like you have with The Masked Singer, it's amazing. When I saw Paul Anka, I thought to myself, wow, that's a new high. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, listen, you know what? Paul loved the show. When we showed him the broccoli outfit for the first time, he was blown away. I mean, he had one of the best experiences, and by the way, one of the best gentlemen I've ever worked with in my life. He wrote handwritten notes afterwards saying thank you so much for being on the show. He's just a pro beyond belief.
That's why he's lasted as long as he has. When you talk about the head of reality at NBC, when you're working for a network, you see a lot of this stuff go over your desk, all right? Now that you are the president of Smart Dog Media and you're pitching these shows to the networks, does it have a little bit of an edge that you're able to know the mentality of the suits at a network to know what their hot buttons are? Because like you said, you see 10, 12, which is huge in television, successful stories, and you have maybe 100 that aren't.
I think I have a little bit of the secret sauce in the inside, you know, from sitting in that chair. But also, I think it's also a perspective. You know, when I go into a pitch, you know, to a network, I'm not, listen, you know, there's so many people who used to pitch to me and were desperate, like, I got the idea, this is it. And I go, listen, it's just not right for me right now. And they would never leave my office. I just can't buy that one right now. So I don't do a hard sell at all. I only pitch things I believe in. That's a good thing. And all the buyers know that. But there's never a guarantee that anyone's going to buy it. I pitched Masked Singer around town. Fox luckily saw it. They were the first pitch, and they literally said, we want it. I pitched a few other people afterwards. No one saw the magic in it. So I give kudos to Fox to see and take that risk. And it was a risk at that time for everyone. I want to put famous celebrities in these gigantic costumes, make them dance and sing, and you play a guessing game. You want to buy a show? Give it to them, and they started the whole phenomenon.
Greg, I congratulate you on your success. Dick Clark once told me, I was telling him I was making a pilot for a television show, you know, and I was filming it, and it was going to be, you know, a 3 or 4 minute treatment, and all. He said, what are you doing that for? And I said, well, because, I mean, I got to give the people a little idea of what I'm doing here. And he said, do what I do. I walk in with a legal pad and just pitch it. I said, but that's because you're Dick Clark. They don't know me. Does it become a little bit easier, Craig, when you've had a list of success stories like you have?
It becomes a little easier in the sense you get into the door. You still have to have a solid idea and a solid battle plan. Listen, Dick Clark, he can do that. I can't do that. But you still need to have a little bit of a sizzle tape, you need to make sure you have your Bible well thought out. So there's a lot of prep that goes in before you even go into the door and sit.
This Masked Singer has a lot of tentacles to it now, with a masked dancer. You could have the masked hockey player.
Masked comic, masked hairdresser. There's so many places to go with this.
The one that comes to mind would be the masked politician. I mean, just think about that one for a little bit.
I don't think America's ready for that one yet.
And the I Can See Your Voice, being in the radio business for 4,000 years, that was such a clever name because it's true. You hear a voice, but you can see a voice. I don't know who came up with it. If that was your brainchild, it was a great one.
No. That was also another format that came over from Asia that was very bizarre, and it actually works over here because it is a guessing game.
Yeah.
By the way, Dr. Ken, who stars in it, is our host and just our leader, you know, for all things about it, is so good in that as well, besides being a Masked Singer.
Isn't he something? I mean, what gets me about him is that he's got this medical degree, he could probably operate on you and I, and he's making a ton of money and a lot of publicity and having a whole hell of a lot of fun doing these shows. He's a great guy.
Oh, he's a great guy. He loves TV, and he still likes to talk anything medical, by the way. If there's a downtime on the set, he'll answer any medical question you have. He's my free doctor. Anytime I have a little pain right here, doc, can you tell me about it? Besides talking about TV as well. He's just a super fun person to work with. I love him.
And you've also done a lot with the Food Network, too, so it just not is reality shows. I mean, you've done a lot of stuff there.
Now, listen, you know what? Food shows are their own beast. When I first started doing two food shows, I went and I called up all my buddies. I said, listen, I know you do some food shows. I'm going to get into that side of the business. Can I come over and shadow? There's a whole different way to make food shows than what you do with other reality shows. So I learned the art and magic of creating food shows, and I love it, too, I got to tell you. That's another passion of mine.
Well, the new season, The Masked Singer, Wednesdays, 8 o'clock Eastern, 7 Central Time on Fox. I got to tell you, Craig, whenever you need an announcer, you let us know. I did a lot of work for my partner, Ed McMahon, over the years, so I'll be very happy to throw my hat into a successful production company like Smart Dog Media. You're doing a great job, and it's terrific to know that you're at the helm.
Thank you so much, and I'll remember that. And definitely do watch The Masked Singer. It's a big wild card and probably a big game changer, so definitely catch it and watch it.
Watch it every week. Craig, thanks for joining us. Look forward to having you back, my friend.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it, Ron.
Craig Plestis has been our guest, and he's the man of The Masked Singer. He's the president and CEO of Smart Dog Media, and the new season starts Wednesday. And there's more to come with Ron Seggi today.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-125.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Another holiday weekend has arrived with yet another warning from public health experts. If you haven't been vaccinated, Dr. Ashish Jadd from Brown University told ABC you shouldn't gather or travel for Easter.
If you need to travel and you've been vaccinated, I think that's pretty reasonable. But I would cut out unnecessary travel and I would hold off if you've not been vaccinated.
He also said,
this is probably the last holiday weekend where it's not going to be safe for unvaccinated people to mingle together.
The CDC said that vaccinated Americans can resume traveling domestically and internationally with a low risk of exposure to COVID-19 as long as they wear masks in public. Federal officials are still discouraging people from traveling even after vaccination. The updated guidance doesn't apply to unvaccinated people. This is USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
worldwide and around the world to Ron Sedgy Today. New time this season, Tuesday nights at 10 o'clock Eastern on NBC. With the new Amsterdam now in a new season, and joining us right now from the show is Prima Edgeman.
Edgeman.
Phonetically figured that out like we would use in Italian, agita. And Jocko Sims. Hey, guys, welcome to the show and congratulations on this new venture.
Thank you so much. How are you doing today, Ron?
I'm doing good, and we're off to a great start with a great week with two great guests. You play Jocko, Dr. Floyd Reynolds, and Prima Edgeman. I'm going to say that 1,000 times today. Dr. Helen Sharp.
Correct.
And now, you know, I meant what I said. When I saw the trailers for this, I thought, this is going to be it. This is going to be the season for an exceedingly successful show. Now, this is actually inspired by a memoir called 12 Patients, Life and Death at Bellevue Hospital, which really is a hospital, by Dr. Eric Meinheimer. Tell us about the premise of this, how the whole thing got started. And we'll start with Prima Edgeman, because Prima Edgeman is the name that I'm going to be talking about all day today. Okay.
Brilliant. Yes, so you're exactly right. Our show is based on the memoir by Dr. Eric Meinheimer, who was the chief medical director at Bellevue for 15 years. And a lot of the things that you see in the pilot, he actually really did. You know, he moved in there to try and restore the hospital to its former glory, and he did fire the whole cardiac department, and he was really trying to make changes to improve the environment and the situation within the hospital, and also fundamentally return to putting the patient first. You know, it's about care. It's about trying to do the best for the people who are vulnerable and sick, and trying to sort of distance away from the bureaucracy and the red tape and everything else that comes along with a very complicated healthcare system. So yes, we are based on his memoir, and he in fact is one of the patients in his memoir, because he was battling cancer while he was trying to run this institution. So it's really interesting to get at that perspective from both sides of the line.
When was he there? What years?
He was there in 97. We got to do some maths now, for 15 years. So I think 97 to 2000, and is that 12? Yeah, 2012.
I agree with you.
Yeah.
I would be remiss, and I'm sorry if I'm asking a question that I should know, but is he still alive?
Oh, yes, and he's a producer on the show.
Oh, okay.
And he battled cancer, and he won, and he's there. And he's there with us, and he's informing us. He's such a gift, actually, because he's very... he's so easy to talk to, and he's so erudite and so articulate and so informed, and he's there to inform us from the micro, you know, how to hold a needle, if you like, all the way up until the kind of socio-political commentary, you know, that the kind of, he's kind of looking at society through the prism of the healthcare system. He's quite an amazing, amazing man.
Now, is Dr. Mannheimer's character on the show Dr. Max Goodwin?
Yes, it is loosely based on Max Goodwin, who was played by Ryan Eggold.
Yeah.
If you remember him from The Blacklist, he's terrific, terrific actor.
No, he's been on our show several times. Ryan's a good guy.
Well, there you go. You know him personally, Ryan.
Yeah.
No, he's fantastic, and he's just great in this character. He's got a subtleness to him, a reality to him that I think that a lot of people are going to gravitate towards. But, yes, that is the character that's based on, and much like it, you find out in the trailer and on the show that Max Goodwin also has cancer. So just the idea that this man was going around and being more concerned about the system and how broken it was and the patients while he was battling cancer is remarkable within itself, and it's just so great for us to be able to tell this story and be a part of it. And I think that's what makes it stand out from the rest of the hospital dramas you see every week. We're based on a true story. There's a lot of heart into it. We put a lot of research into our characters. I got to meet I play the head of the cardiac surgical department, and I got to meet the head of the cardiac surgical department, Dr. Norma Keller, who is at Bellevue. So we each got to sit down with our respective doctors and learn a lot, and we're bringing on the best we can to each of these episodes every week.
That's great. And, of course, the hospital we're talking about, Bellevue, is a real hospital, but when we bring in the Max Goodwin character, which is, of course, Dr. Meinheimer, then we start talking about how the main character, Max, all of a sudden thinks outside the box to an institution that's understaffed, underfunded, underappreciated, however, can treat Ebola patients, prisoners from Rikers, and the President of the United States all at one shot there under one roof.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like when people hear Bellevue, they just associate it with the psychiatric element of its history. But it's quite remarkable in that it pioneered so many firsts. The first C-section was performed there, the first maternity ward, the first nursing school, the first, pacemaker was developed there. When you walk through those halls, there's these 8-foot-tall banners of all of the wonderful things that they have achieved. It's quite an institution, actually. Yeah. And as you say, they have their own prison ward there, which means they can treat patients from Rikers. They have their own courtroom, which means they can kind of, get things through the legislation more directly and more quickly. So it's quite formidable, really.
Is it difficult, and do you have to learn medical terms?
Yes. Every week, the writers challenge themselves by seeing if they can make it more difficult for us.
I'm sure they do.
With these amazing terms. And, actually, we get a Dropbox every week emailed to us with a doctor, perhaps Dr. Mannheimer or a nurse, who pronounces it for us, if you will, and we'll just listen and learn that way. But, through practice, I think we're shooting now episode 7. We're getting better and better at it.
Oh, well, that's good. Now, Freema, for a second, this is not a strange environment for you, because you played a role on Doctor Who, did you not?
Yes, I did. And actually, though, Martha was still studying. So, Helen is qualified.
Yeah, no, you're in good shape.
So, yeah, it feels like an evolution, really, in that.
And other roles, The Carrie Diaries and Netflix Sense8 and Law & Order UK and television credits Old Jack's Boat, Survivors, and, of course, on the big screen, Rulers and Dealers and North versus South. And I don't think it's any secret, other than the fact that you have this great London accent, since you're from jolly old England.
I am from jolly old England. It's so, I've had a great, and feel very lucky and very blessed. I've had a great amount of success in the last couple of years with the roles that I have had the opportunity and the good fortune to be able to play. I mean, the most recent one being on Netflix was Sense8, and I feel like that was such a pivotal role for me and in my career and in my life, actually. I learned so much and developed and grew so much. But I was playing an American in that role, so it does feel nice to have the opportunity to work here in my native tongue, as it were.
Yeah, that's great. And Jocko, actor, writer, producer, you were in Dreamgirls, Jarhead, The Dawn of the Planet of the Apes, the Star series Crash, The Last Ship, Masters of Sex, on television with Grey's Anatomy, NCIS, Burn Notice, CIS, Bones. And you got a couple of projects now being developed for television and the big screen. But I understand that you produce music and manage music artists. Now, I'm a singer and tour of the 15-piece orchestra. Maybe you and I can collaborate on a couple of things. You know what I'm saying?
You got a deep voice. It kind of reminds me a little bit of Barry White. Maybe we can get some R&B tracks going together.
Maybe. Come on, baby.
I got an ear for talent. I'm trying to tell you. So, yeah, Ron, I've been blessed. You read off that list. I feel quite old. Thank you. And The Last Ship is also airing this fall, too, so I'm really proud about that. It comes out on Sundays on TNT. So.
Wow, that's great. Well, I meant what I said to both of you in the beginning, that I think this is going to be a season hit. I really do. This has got all the ingredients, and it's television that is true. And you don't really find sometimes, you find things that are based on stories, but very seldom you find a true story on a television series. And this has it, my friends. It is called New Amsterdam. Stars our two guests, Freema Agyeman.
You're amazing.
And Jocko Sims. Hey, Jocko and Freema, please, and I mean this sincerely, join us again. You are a great guest, and
aww,
I hope the devil that you do very well. And please tell Ryan that I said hello, but I think I really mean it. I think this is going to be a season hit for you, my friends.
Oh, well,
thank you.
It's a series hit, and you have a deal.
Okay, great.
Thank you, Ron, so much.
Thank you, Freema. Thank you, Jocko. Okay, bye-bye. In its second season, doing extremely well, New Amsterdam. And the time this season is 10 o'clock Eastern Time, Tuesday nights on NBC. That's Tuesday nights at 10 o'clock Eastern Time on NBC New Amsterdam. Little reminder to you, check out our website, which is ronsegi.com, ronsegi.com. When you get to that site, push the little icon that says Listen Live, and you can hear our latest show on demand 24/7. We're going to pause for just a moment, but there's more to come live all across the USA and around the world. You're listening to Ron Segi Today.
It's pretty amazing when you consider that 7 years ago, we didn't have the treatments we have now. We cure 80% of children with cancer. Go back 50 years, we were curing 20 to 30%. This is the miracle story of modern medicine. We understand what makes this cancer tick. And of course, without donors from around the world, this just couldn't happen. There's one thing we're focused on, and that's beating this thing.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Time is the one thing that we want more of. Without the donors, I wouldn't have my Audrey. They take care of our housing. They take care of our food. In addition to the best medical treatment that my daughter could ever have. So it allows me to focus on my daughter and getting her better.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at St. Jude.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid, too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Around the world, you're listening to Ron Segi Today. I'm very enthused about talking about our next subject with an expert in the business. We're going to learn a lot about how to really have great Easter spring brunch pairings when it comes to good wine. Joining us right now is expert sommelier, training and brand education manager at the Deutsch Family Wine Spirits. Theo Rutherford is here. Hi, Theo. How are you? Welcome to the show.
Well, Ron, thanks for having me.
I have to tell you something. When it comes to wine, I am a zero, so you got to help me out here, okay? You really and truly, in order to enjoy wine, you have to be able to do something that I've never been able to ascertain, and that's really pair wine with, or even a cocktail for that matter, for a brunch, a spring brunch, an event of some kind. What's the secret behind that, Theo?
I mean, the biggest secret, honestly, is to have fun with it. Try a whole lot of different combinations. Honestly, your flavor and your taste profile is a lot different than mine, is a lot different than anybody else's, right? So the first big thing is to start with fresh ingredients for your brunch, and then you can kind of take it from there and have a lot of fun experimenting. There's a whole lot of wine out there, so you're never going to be able to taste everything, although trust me, I have tried and still continue to. The first big part is, like I said, have a whole lot of fun and just see what you like.
Is there any guidelines? Is it really a very subjective situation?
There's some bumpers. It's probably the easiest way of putting it. It is fairly subjective, but one of the big things you want to do is try and highlight flavor-like flavors. So if you read the back of a bottle, most times there are tasting notes on the back, and it'll say things like hints of lemon or blueberries or things like that. We don't actually put those fruits in the wine. Those are just things that are sort of sensory memories that trigger whenever you taste it. So if the back of the bottle reads like the ingredients that you're working with, they're usually going to go fairly well together.
Give us a suggestion of what might go good with a brunch, or even for that matter, a main course. Because, you know, a lot of times when you have a breakfast situation, mimosas are always part of the whole environment. And I always think, can you spike these things a little bit more? They're so tasty. So give us some advice in that area.
Yes, absolutely. So where mimosas are concerned, you want to start with a really good Prosecco. So we use Josh Prosecco in our house a lot, and that's because it has just a little bit more fruit characteristic to it. But then we like to mix it up. So there's Josh Rosé Prosecco and regular Prosecco, and then we like to throw grapefruit juice or orange juice or lemon juice, sort of whatever you might want to where citrus is concerned, because what that does, especially if you have things like donuts or muffins, it cuts a little bit of the sweetness. And that's kind of what you want in order to keep – you want something that has a little bit of acid to it so that your mouth starts to salivate and you start to want to eat or drink more. So then when you start getting into main courses, you start looking at eggs, for instance, right? You can kind of put anything in an egg. That's the fun part about it. So I like doing frittatas because you can throw it in the oven, kind of set it, forget it. You can put a whole lot of different things in it. And you want to put a nice hard cheese in there so there's a little bit of saltiness to it. And then use a nice New Zealand Sauvignon Blanc, for instance, that, again, has that bright acid to it. It'll pair really well with especially fresh, early spring ingredients that we're getting into right now. And layer cake Sauvignon Blanc is actually one of my favorites to be able to use there.
See, I'm in such awe of how you'd be able to do that. It's just fascinating to me. Let's talk a little bit about the cost of something like this. Now, a lot of people think the more expensive the wine, the better it tastes. That's not always the case, is it?
No, not at all, actually. There's some really great values out there. So I like to spend more money on my ingredients for the brunch than I necessarily do for the wine and spirits. So everything that I try to do and everything that, you know, we like to pair with is usually below $30. Most expensive thing is going to be the whiskey that we probably use for some of our whiskey cocktails for brunch, to be honest. The net goes obviously a little bit further since you're using a little bit less. So again, you can get great stuff below $30. Spend a little bit more of that money on local fresh ingredients. Go to your farmer's market and see what's fresh and new right now, and you'll have a lot of fun with that.
Now, we talk about wine here. Let's go to the cocktail side of the table. Now, you talk about a brunch. Can you start drinking some whiskey or vodka or bourbon with a brunch, or is that a little bit too early?
I mean, the song does say it's 5 o'clock somewhere, so I think you can absolutely do that. Where whiskey's concerned, I actually really like Bloody Marys with whiskey in it. I know a lot of people like it with vodka or gin. You can kind of put anything there, but we actually really like doing something that, since we're already using citrus with mimosas, we like to repurpose that citrus. So there's a cocktail that we make called the All the Way, which is Redemption Rye, a little bit of grenadine just to add a little bit of sweetness and fruit, and then equal parts a grapefruit and lemon juice to, again, have that nice acid. Plus, when you have whiskey, it's a really good excuse to make as much bacon as you want, because whiskey and bacon are probably one of the most perfect pairings in the world. So if you want to even garnish drinks with bacon, it's just kind of fun that way. And like I said, it gives you a good excuse to make a whole lot of bacon for yourself.
I like the way you think. I never heard of whiskey in a Bloody Mary, so I'm gonna have to try that. Well, in about 7 minutes, I think I'd like to try that. That sounds great. Aside from the fact that you are so versed in what we're talking about here, you've had an acting and dancing career, and you started actually in a sports bar. Tell us a little about this acting career that you had.
Um, I I went to school for it. This was, I guess Hollywood or New York were my first two aspirations. And then I actually went to Florence and studied there for a little while and decided that wine and food were actually, ironically, a little more practical, which I don't think my mother would necessarily entirely agree with, but it's worked out for me so far.
Well, that's great. Like I said before, it is fascinating to me how sommeliers can really get into this thing so intensely, and I'd love to watch it. Now, I'm going to ask you a question that I've asked many people in this industry, all right? Is it bad to put ice in a wine that is not supposed to, according to the rules and regulations, put ice in it? I was at a wine tasting several years ago, and they gave me the wine at room temperature, and I started to put ice in it, and I looked across the table, and I could see the guy across the table probably would have killed me if he had a gun, all right? And I just said, I don't understand it. Is that bad?
You know, what I will always say is I'm never going to judge somebody for how they drink whatever they like. For me, however you enjoy it is honestly up to you. And when I was a sommelier, honestly, that was the whole point of my job, was to make sure that somebody was getting something they were going to enjoy.
Yeah.
What I will always say is taste whatever it is, whether it's a wine or a spirit, taste it the way that it's served to you first, just because you never know. It's sort of like people that dump a whole lot of salt on food before they even taste the food. How do you know whether the food's salty enough?
Right. Good point.
Right?
Yeah.
So I would always encourage, take a sip first, see if you like it the way that it is, and then if you want to add ice, I know some people add sparkling water, whatever you want, you do your thing, but just taste it the way it is first.
Theo, where can we go for more information on this?
So for more information on this and some of the brands that we used, you can go to joshsellers.com, always a good place there, and there's a whole lot of wines to choose from, which is great. All of the brands are also, should be available locally, so if you go to your local retailer and ask for more information from them, they should be able to help you out.
Theo, anytime you want to come to my house and tell me what I'm doing wrong and show me how to do it right, you're invited, my friend.
I look forward to it, and I won't tell you what you're doing wrong. I just might make some suggestions, and I might learn something from you, too, so it'll all work out.
Well, you're very open-minded. I doubt if you will, but I'll be more than happy to suggest something. Theo, thanks for joining us. Stay safe, and we look forward to your return.
Thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it.
That's a real art. Theo Rutherford has been our guest, and there's more to come with Ron Seggi today.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com. and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to teamgaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's teamgaday.com with Longevity. Teamgaday.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hi, this is Wayne Alaroot for Liberty HealthShare. If you need a healthcare program for 2021, you are in luck. A special enrollment period is taking place right now through May 15th. Liberty HealthShare offers affordable healthcare sharing programs starting as low as $199 per month. Discover more about the power of sharing at libertyhealthshare.org/Wayne Root. I found Liberty HealthShare 6 years ago. It was the best decision I've ever made. It's an alternative to health insurance. It's Christian healthcare sharing from a nonprofit ministry. There are no contracts. There's no network. You choose any doctor or hospital you want. Here's the most important things you need to know. First, credibility. Liberty has over 200,000 members. They paid out over $1.2 billion in claims in the past 4 years. Second, my personal experience. I'm a member. My children are members. Just in premiums alone, I've saved over $100,000 since I joined. To find out more about health sharing options, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/Wayne Root. That's libertyhealthshare.org/Wayne Root.
That's a wrap on hour number one of the show, but we have another hour to go. I want to thank my guests this first hour, Penn Jillette, Craig Plestis, the executive producer of The Masked Singer. I also want to thank actors Prima Adjaman and Jocko Sims from New Amsterdam, and wine expert Theo Rutherford. Next hour, with the baseball season here, Dale Barrow will be joining us, talking about his book, My Dad Yogi. Actor Michael Kutlitz from the TV show on CBS, Clarice, will be joined by Groomer on the show on ABC, Pooch Perfect, and that would be Jorge Bendersky. And then we'll chat about Easter dinner ideas with Parker Wallace, and that's next hour.